How can researchers compare findings if not everyone is on the same page? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kaylin Green, assistant professor of addiction studies at SUNY Empire State College, examines the health effects of teen substance use.
The term polysubstance is when a client is using more than one substance. I conducted a meta-analysis literature review to raise awareness of the current terminology inconsistency. While it is understood that this term can be referring to any number of combinations of substances, there is no set standard on the time frame in which these substances are ingested. Does it mean multiple substances in the body at once? Multiple substances used in a specific time frame? If so, what is that time frame? A day, a week, a month, a year? This lack of a standard definition creates difficulty when comparing research in this niche field. Specifically, when speaking about adolescents, knowing what this time frame is can help in clinical situations as well as research situations. The methodology for this research was a literature review. This research consisted of 4 peer-reviewed and published journal articles in different journals. These peer-reviewed articles were focusing on adolescents within the past 2 years. The first review was on an article written by researcher Oldham and their colleagues in 2020. They identified polysubstance use in adolescents ranging from 11 to 15 years old as being defined as ingesting multiple substances between the years of 2003 and 2014. This is quite a large period compared to researcher Tan and their colleagues in 2020, who identified polysubstance use as using multiple substances simultaneously in their high school population of participants. Researcher Lanza and colleagues in 2021 identified polysubstance use in young adults in 11th grade high school by using multiple substances within the past 30 days. Researcher Pearson and colleagues also identified polysubstance use as adolescents using multiple substances within the past 30 days in 2021. There are huge differences in how these peer-reviewed journal articles define polysubstance use in adolescents. With the field lacking a consistent definition of polysubstance use in adolescents, researchers are unable to compare findings across published works.
That was Kaylin Green of SUNY Empire State College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.